Let's see if I can answer this questionnaire. I've never done a questionnaire. Well, masturbating, so this is gonna be weird. I don't think I've ever done spoken word while masturbating, let's be honest. So this is gonna be weird, or maybe enjoyable, who knows? Excuse my voice, I'm just finishing off a cold. So hopefully I don't sound too bad. Let's give you all a visual here. I just got back from the lake swimming. So I took off my two-piece bathing suit and it's in the bathroom. So I am laying naked in bed. About to answer these questions about women who squirt, which I never thought would be a thing, for me, as I'm only 23. Like, who the fuck squirts? That's weird. And here I am because that's something I do for some reason. Some may think it's hot. I personally find it inconvenient, but I'll explain that later. All right, question number one. I guess I should loop up first. This is so weird. Why am I so nervous? I get like super stage fright. Like I have tried to do a whole bunch of things, even if this doesn't go public. If even if I don't post this, I have tried to. What's the word? Those like 3 or 5 orgasm challenges before, and I always fail. Like I get stage fright, and then I can't even come once. So it's great. Okay, number one for questionnaire for women who squirt. When and how did you discover that you are able to squirt? What was your reaction when you squirted for the first time? So, this would be back in my old house. I was, I want to say 19 or 20. I don't remember. It was with my, because I was with my ex at the time. Well, not at like, not the that exact moment. Like, that's how. That's. Blah, blah, blah. At that point in my life. And I had just bought my first toy, thanks to him. And it was the Womanizer Pro, I want to say 1500. It's like a small little clit stimulator. And the only way I'd been able to orgasm before that was with my shower head in that house. So yeah, that was my first toy, and it's just simply a clit stimulator for people that have a super sensitive clitoris, which is ding ding ding, that's me. So that's the only toy because vibrators just were way too much. Even like the most gentle ones were way too much. So this is the only toy that I've been like, oh, okay, that's different. It uses air pulses instead. This is a really long explanation for only one question. Anyway, so I had just gotten that toy, and I figured out that if I used it while laying on my stomach, that for some reason I would squirt. And the first time I did it, I thought I had peed myself, and I was embarrassed. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, because I was by myself, just masturbating home alone. And yeah, that was my first reaction. I think I was either 19 or 20, I don't remember. Question number two, do you squirt every time you orgasm? Do you orgasm every time you squirt? Oh, so many questions for number two. Okay, there's like three questions within a question. Okay, so first one is, do you squirt every time you orgasm? No. Squirting is. My current partner would describe it as like a trickle, not like an actual like squirt across the room. It It's, do you squirt every time you orgasm? No, it depends on the toy. Because the only way I come now is by toy stimulation, just because I'm super sensitive. So I have currently two toys. Sometimes I can control it. Like, I can feel it coming on, and then I'll stop all stimulation, and it won't happen. But I have to be very careful, because if I, this may sound weird, but I try to suppress it, because it makes a mess, and, it used to ruin the whole sex experience, because you'd have to stop, you have to clean up, and then you have to make sure it's not soaking into the mattress, because, yeah, thank God for waterproof mattress protectors. I should have invested 4 years ago. Has the frequency that you, do you orgasm every time you squirt? It's hard to answer. Squirting, I would explain, is kind of a release. Like, it feels super good, but it's not that orgasmic euphoria kind of release. It's a different kind of release. Like, it's still pent up. So no, I don't orgasm as I squirt. It's a different feeling of release. And no, it's not like peeing either. It's, the science behind squirting is so weird. Like, I've done a little bit of Google research, if you could call it that. Anyway, has the frequency that you squirt or don't squirt change over the years? So with the first toy that I found that I did this with, it wasn't all the time. It was usually when I used it while I was laying on my stomach. For some reason, that was just the angle that I could get it at. And then that toy broke. I had it for a couple years. And it just wasn't as, the motor wasn't as intense as it used to be. So it was like getting more difficult and taking more time to reach orgasm. We bought the Lilo. I forget what brand that is, but it's, I don't know. And then that one, I pretty much squirt every time with that one. Just the way that it, like, it's still an air pulse technology, but for some reason, it's very specific in the way that it hits me. And yeah, I would squirt every time, and I would have to be very careful with how and when to use it, so that I'm not making a mess and ruining the moment. So I would say the frequency hasn't changed within the years. It has just changed over the stimulation used. Number three, is squirting something within your control, or does it sneak up on you and surprise you? I think I've already kind of answered this. It can kind of sneak up on me. Why is there a bug in here? Go away. Leave me alone. It kind of does sneak up on me, but I can kind of feel it coming on, and then if I don't want to, I can stop all stimulation, and the feeling will go away. But when it's happening, it's not like I can stop it. It's kind of like, I don't know how to describe it when it actually happens, because I don't want to say it's kind of like how you can't control an orgasm, because you definitely can. You can control when you orgasm, but I guess if, like, it's already happening, you can't stop it. Does that make sense? I don't know. Number four, how does a squirting orgasm feel in comparison to a non-squirting orgasm? Well, like I said before, squirting and orgasm aren't simultaneous. It's a different feeling of release. So I guess if you considered it like a mini orgasm, which is kind of what I consider it, it's if an orgasm is rated at a 10, I would rate a non-squirting orgasm as like a 3 or a 4, like if we're going on a pleasure scale here. What methods make it most likely that you will squirt? If I've had lots to drink before and I didn't pee before having sex, because it's the same biologically, it's the same volume of liquid that is going to be. It's hard to explain. Do some Google some research and you'll see that it's the same biologically, it's the same liquid, like chemically and biologically it's the same liquid. It just, I think it's just excreted different. I don't quote me on this. I have no idea what I'm talking about. Oh, please describe your best experience involving squirting. This is hard because I never enjoyed it until recently. It's always been inconvenient. And I know that's not what people listening want to hear, 'cause it's supposed to be all hot and something in just sex that people enjoy. Sorry, now I'm getting into the actual masturbating part of this. Like I should have been this entire time. It wasn't until after I bought a waterproof mattress cover that it started to not matter. And that I could squirt and we could still keep going with sex and stuff. I hope that answers all these questions. Sorry if it wasn't to your liking. Yeah, my best experience would be as of late, now that I have a waterproof mattress cover, and it still feels super good. But it's not an orgasm, so obviously you want to keep going until that actually happens, and thankfully now it can, right? So I will shut up and you can listen to me masturbate now, I guess. This toy is another version of the womanizer that I haven't squirted with yet. This is like the third time I've used it because it's brand new. But this one is. This one's very different. It's still a air pulse stimulator. God, it feels so good though. But it like it. Ladies listening will understand. Like you get that burning sensation in like your feet and your clit and the palms of your hands. Like it feels like you're on fire right before you come.
Oh, I spoke too soon.
That's hilarious. I said that I don't squirt with this toy, and I just did. That's hilarious.
No biggie, let's keep going.
That was so loud. I hope you guys can hear that so you know that I'm not faking it. If anything is muffled, it's because I'm going to put a pillow over my face because I'm super conscious of being loud for the neighbors, because we share a wall. As I'm sure a lot of you can understand. So I might put you next to me, so hopefully you get all of the sounds. And you can enjoy this tea. God, that burns and it feels so fucking good. Oh my god. Oh my god. doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. Why doesn't it stop? Oh my god. I'll stop because either way, oh, I just will be here for hours. Holy shit. I need some water. Oh my god. Oh. Well. Whew. Fuck. Okay. Thanks for joining me with this questionnaire. I should show you the puddle I've made. Wow. It's about a foot by... Wow, I'm so dizzy. Holy shit. Okay. It's about a foot by half a foot in diameter. Not diameter. Diameter. Foot by half a foot. And I will probably have to change the sheets, even though I just did that yesterday. Oh my god. So yeah, it's a little inconvenient, but hopefully you guys find it hot. I need a glass of water. Okay. Oh, I hope you guys had a great time. I sure did. That was only one orgasm, but it didn't really end, so I chose to end it. Which is usually what happens with this toy. We don't really roll into... No, that's exactly what we do. We roll into everywhere. Anyway, okay, I'm gonna go because I'm rambling. Bye. Love you guys. Have a great day and many orgasms.